There is yet another effort underway to bring a casino to York County, but supporters of a planned citizen initiative have a tough hurdle ahead of them. They'll have to gather more than 61,000 signatures in the next few weeks to get the measure on next fall's ballot. And as A.J. Higgins reports, they may also have to explain why the ballot question's being written to benefit a single bidder for the casino license.
He's a veteran of many, many citizen initiative campaigns. But even Stavros Mendros says collecting a little more than 61,000 signatures in a little more than 6 weeks is a tall order. Still, the former Lewiston state representative and political consultant is hoping for the best.
I'm cautiously optimistic we're going to be able to do it. I'm hoping we don't get too much snow or we don't have a whole lot of days left. But I'm feeling confident that we can get the job done.
Mendros is working for Horse Racing Jobs Fairness, a ballot question committee that wants Maine voters to decide next year whether York County is ready to host the state's third casino. The legislation accompanying the citizen initiative contains language that restricts just who can apply for the casino license. In fact, it specifically says the license can only go to an entity that owned at least 51% of a commercial harness racing track in Penobscot County. And that entity only applies to a group headed by Sean Scott, a controversial casino developer who got Maine into the gaming business after voters backed his Bangor Racino proposal. Now known as Hollywood Casino, Scott sold his share in the venture in 2003 for more than $50 million. Successive efforts since then to establish a Southern Maine casino have failed at the state or local levels, the most recent rejection taking place 4 years ago. Mendros says attitudes have changed since then.
The campaign last time was too much too soon, and there was three on the ballot. You know, the thought of, you know, just one in another region of the state, it's very popular. They don't like the, you know, the monopoly going on and with the you know, casinos that exist. And I think now that people have seen the growth in the two areas, in the, you know, the two communities that have it, they think that, you know, York County could certainly use a boost like that, and most of York County's business is going to come from out of the state anyway.
But before Maine voters can weigh in on the proposal, Mendros and his cadre of paid signature gatherers must get the requisite number of signers into state election officials by February 1st. Secretary of State Matt Dunlap stopped short of saying the signature gathering effort for 2016 is probably doomed.
Well, I never try to suppose anything's impossible, but it would certainly be unprecedented if they were able to get enough signatures to take this to the legislature this next year, given that they need 61,123 signatures verified by the town clerks and registrars, and that's pursuant to the Constitution.
Attempts to reach Scott or his organization for comment were unsuccessful. A recent Boston Globe report on efforts to establish a slots parlor near Suffolk Downs linked Scott as one of the project's likely financial investors. The paper said Scott's financial net worth was estimated at more than $100 million. The Globe report also stated that while Scott has no criminal record, he was denied or failed to obtain gambling licenses in 5 states, where regulators found evidence of financial mismanagement, irregular accounting practices, and hidden partnerships. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.